The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to the program. As you know, this is the beginning of the program. We have an interview with a guest coming up after this, but I felt a compulsion to talk about what is in the news today. We have Diane Ferraro, the CEO of Save the Storks, a tremendous pro-life organization, to talk about what's going on with the pending ruling at the Supreme Court that will have ramifications for Roe v. Wade. At least we hope so. Diane, welcome.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's an honor to be here with you today.
Well, it's important to talk about this, and I'm a big fan of Save the Storks. And I want to ask you, lay this out for my audience who might not be familiar with what is happening right now. What case is coming before the court?
Thanks, Eric. I sure will. So in Mississippi, there is a case that is now going to the Supreme Court, and it is essentially telling the world that a baby in the womb, preborn at 15 weeks, can feel pain. And thank the Lord, this case is going to the Supreme Court. And what we are expecting is that this case being heard that was presented in Mississippi will result in the eventual overturning of Roe.
So we're finally here, Diane. We've waited a long time. The Federalist Society and others have been plotting and planning to get justices who believe in the Constitution on to the highest court in the land. We have, I guess, at least five of them at this point. So what do we expect? In other words, this is something. What is the actual ruling? What is the actual case? I'm not clear. In other words, when you say Mississippi is coming before the Supreme Court to do what exactly?
Yes, Mississippi is saying unequivocally that life at 15 weeks in the womb, that preborn baby can feel pain. So what they are arguing and what the Supreme Court is going to hear, it will be in a few months, I believe, is that the baby does have a right to live, that the baby should not be aborted. And this is monumental because this type of case has not made it to the Supreme Court in many years. And it's finally going to get the facts and the truth out about abortion and about what has been told to the American public over the last 48 years.
And why has a case like this not made it to the Supreme Court? Or why do you think?
I believe with the ACLU and a lot of the clinics around the country who have a lot of money, we know the biggest organization, Planned Parenthood, has about $100 million a year they spend just in advertising, just to change the American perception and let them think that choice is equivalent to abortion. They've been preventing this because, frankly, it's a money-making machine. These abortion clinics are making millions every year.
Well, we know that. Unfortunately, that's true. But I guess the question is, why would a case like this suddenly now be able to get to the Supreme Court? Is this because people putting it out there didn't think that it would do well at the Supreme Court until now?
I believe that's the case. I believe that it's just the time is ripe, that what they've done in Mississippi is they've taken it to a level that it has not made it to that level before. And that we're not a political organization at Save the Storks, but we do believe that the timing is just right for this to go to the Supreme Court justices, and that their willingness to hear this will help to, erode what has been built up by Roe over the last 48 years.
And so I guess the question is, what would happen if I'm still not clear on what the actual case is. In other words, if they come to the Supreme Court and they say a 15-week-old baby in the womb can feel pain, therefore what? In other words, that's what I'm not really clear on.
Yeah, so what this is doing is, in the past, with what the argument has been with Roe versus Wade and what has been legal, is a woman can legally have an abortion in any state up to 23 weeks. And now they are really sharing the science of what's happening in that womb, and that it's at 15 weeks when that baby is feeling pain. So again, it's bringing science to the Supreme Court that was not presented before. Back in 1973, unfortunately, the side that was presenting the case for abortion and the legalization of abortion, they had arguments that were not contested. And this is finally an opportunity for the Supreme Court to hear truth that wasn't presented, that we didn't have the opportunity to present back in 1973.
So right now across the country, there are some states where you can kill the child up until the moment of birth. And there are other states where it's limited to 23 weeks. Did I hear that right?
That's correct. Yes. And, you know, in 9 states, in fact, they can abort the baby up until 9 months. And many Americans don't understand that. They don't realize that's happening. In fact, in Colorado, where Save the Storks is based, the women fly in to have late term abortions at a clinic in Boulder, and they can pay upwards of $20,000. And these are the things that just aren't shared.
$20,000.
These abortion doctors are making millions, is what we've heard. There's an abortion clinic that does late term abortions in New Mexico that does the same. And Save the Storks believes that now is the time where we need to let people know that there are 2,700 pregnancy resource clinics around the country that are serving moms, providing free services, showing the ultrasound, letting her hear the heartbeat, and educating her that, you know, the heartbeat can be heard at 5.5 weeks. And they need to know this so they can make an educated choice, and that choice is for life.
Well, getting the facts out is important. In my book on William Wilberforce, I was just fascinating that a big part of what he did to end the slave trade was educate people about what it actually was. Most people in England at the time genuinely didn't know the horrors of the slave trade. And as that information got out, the public tide shifted against the idea of slaves, the slave trade. I feel there are tremendous parallels with the abortion industry today, that the more that people actually know the facts, the more difficult it is to say, I'm okay with this. If this were to go through, in other words, what would the ruling be, that abortion would be illegal just in Mississippi for any child 15 weeks and on in the womb? How would it affect it specifically?
Yes, you're correct. If this was ruled, Mississippi would be able to legally ban abortions. However, it would set precedent. So other states, especially with leaders who believe that life begins at conception, like we do at our ministry, that they would be able to go and really fight for these moms who didn't know the truth before and help to overturn Roe versus Wade nationwide.
This would be a step. And so this would this would not outlaw abortion in Mississippi, but it would outlaw abortion after 15 weeks.
It would, correct. And I believe in Mississippi, it would be, you know, it would still be if the mother had other health issues, or if you know, there would be extenuating circumstances. But yes,
but it would set a precedent. And we don't have anything like that in the United States. 23 weeks is the earliest at this point.
That's correct. Yes.
And just for my audience, tell us, in Europe, at what point are people allowed to abort their children?
You know, in Europe, they're more liberal than here in the United States. But what I have heard is that in the United States, we actually have a higher abortion rate. In fact, we are in Southern California right now, where abortion rates are some of the highest per capita. So, you know, legalized abortion here, women are seeing that's their only option. They see it as an inexpensive option. And I'm not sure what the legal requirements are in Europe right now, but I know in the United States, our abortion rates are through the roof, and they don't need to be.
Well, what I was going to say was that it's my understanding that even though we know that Europe, generally speaking, is more liberal on these kinds of issues, on the issue of abortion, most countries in the world, and including in Europe, have a limit at 12 weeks. In other words, it's exactly what we would not expect. Mm-hmm. And it's a shocking thing. In other words, they are at least looking at these facts that many people in the United States aren't willing to look at, that once you get past 12 weeks, everybody should agree that it's wrong, not just those of us who believe that life begins at conception, but everybody. What is the website for Save the Storks?
It's savethestorks.com.
Okay. I just want to say we have to go, but just to joy, Diane Ferraro, thank you for coming on the program. Folks, go to savethestorks.com. They're a tremendous organization. Give to them and to any organizations doing the work that they're doing. Thank you, Diane.
Every day I'd watch. Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Folks, I've been waiting this for a long time. You've heard me yak and yak and yak about Nutramedics.com. And I kept saying we have to get on the man behind Nutramedics to explain some of the things that I can't explain. Tim Eaton, welcome to this program.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be on with you today.
I'm glad to have you. I've started to use the products. As you can see, I've got a full head of hair. Everybody knows I was like Kojak about a week ago. It's unbelievable. And I can make all the false claims I want because I'm not involved with Nutramedics directly. Seriously, you guys, you put out a great product, but I can't give the details on this, nor on your background. So let me just start by asking you, what were you doing, you know, earlier in life, and what led you to start Nutramedics?
Well, I was actually, my background is aviation, specifically missionary aviation. I was a bush pilot in the Amazon in the 80s. And I thought I was going to be there flying until they kicked me out and hit 65 and couldn't fly anymore. I loved it. But that's where I once again spent 5 years. And it was during the days of terrorism. So most of the missionaries were kind of locked down. Sounds familiar. And those of us that flew or on boats could move around, and it was great. It was awesome. I spent a lot of time in the overnights in tribal villages. So that's where I started to learn about medicinal plants. I didn't think a whole lot about it at the time, but I picked things up as I went along, and I just loved being there. I love Peru. I love the culture, the adventure, the people. But for me, you know, that was me a way to express my faith and thankfulness to God. And so I was there serving, with some other pilots in the jungle, and it was a great experience. So that's how it got started.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, this is one of the reasons that I was so excited about you and Nutramedics. When I heard your background, I thought, this is a guy, to put it mildly, who shares our values. This is a man who cares about God and cares about people. And, you know, to spend your years flying planes in a dangerous part of the world, doing dangerous work, because you believe in reaching people with the good news, that's a big deal. So the idea that you come from that to starting a company, when did you start Nutramedics?
Well, my wife and I founded in 1993, but really step back a little bit. You know, my wife and I met on a blind date in Peru. She comes from an aviation family. Her dad is a retired 3-star general in the Peruvian Air Force. They call him Rocket Man. He has the highest flight time of any person that ever served in the Peruvian Air Force. So she lived in the jungle in some of the larger cities in the jungle, but we met, we got married, and we started thinking about, hey, I think we can make a bigger impact for the gospel by starting a business and sending at least 50% of the profits back down to Peru, and start funding some of the projects and ministries that we were very passionate about, really rescuing street kids. There were a lot of orphans back then because of the terrorism, and also helping to train and send out and support national pastors. The dollar went a long way back then in Peru, still does now. And so once again, hey, we can, the Peruvians themselves can communicate the gospel a whole lot better than I can. Even my wife's not from the jungle. She's a city girl. And so she doesn't like bugs or anything like that, and terrorists. So anyway, so that's how what do we do? We knew the purpose was to fund missions. So, okay, why don't we try some of the medicinal plants that the tribal people told me about?
I just love the idea that, you know, I say this on my program all the time, that many people are already using some of the products you guys have. So many people are taking vitamin D or zinc or magnesium or melatonin or stevia. They use all this stuff. And I say, folks, why wouldn't you buy it from a company that is using 50% of their profits to help missionaries and others? I mean, it's just, you know, it's the proverbial win-win. You're taking care of your own body with quality products, which I want to get into that. But you're helping a company that really earnestly desires to help people in these other countries, in these tough spots, to support pastors there. I mean, it's a great idea. I just have to say, it's a wonderful idea. And I was so glad to learn of you and to learn of Nutramedics. Let's get into some of the products that you have. I've never heard, for example, that you made it clear to me that, you know, everybody should take vitamin D every day. So you take 5,000 units, but you said really you ought to take it with vitamin K. And so you combined it in a pill, which I don't see anywhere else. Why should people take vitamin K when they're taking vitamin D?
Good question. Obviously some of us can get enough vitamin D from the sun, but many cannot. So many people should be supplementing with vitamin D3. And many healthcare professionals say that if you're taking at least 5,000 IUs of D3 a day, that you should also take at least 100 micrograms or 125, maybe 150 micrograms of K2 per day as well. So we combine them in the capsules. So no matter how many capsules someone's taking, whether it's they're taking 1, 2, 3, 4 a day, they're getting enough K2 with it. What some healthcare professionals say is that if you don't take K2 with it, then there's a possibility of calcification in the arteries. So we don't want that happening. So that's why we combine the two. There are a few other companies out there that sell a combination, but that's what we offer.
I have never seen it, to be honest with you. I've the first time I've ever seen them sold in one pill is Nutramedics. So I just tell my friends, you know, you keep hearing with COVID and everything for immunity, you should be up on vitamin D. And, you know, people don't know that in the winter months, you still aren't going to get, even if you're out in the sun, you can't process it in the same way. And that's why people get flus and things. There's no such thing as a cold season. It's a vitamin D deficiency season, and we get sick. So I've only learned these things recently, and I thought, well, it's common sense, take vitamin D, but where can I get it with vitamin K? Obviously, Nutramedics is the only place I ever heard of it. What are other things that people should take every day typically? I guess zinc and magnesium probably.
Yeah, zinc is good to take. Magnesium, most it has been found that the majority of people in the United States have a magnesium deficiency. So that's something I take every day, a couple times a day. Vitamin C, I take that a couple times a day. You know, vitamin C, some people take it, you know, I heard the other day, I take it once a week. Well, it only has a half-life of 6 hours, so you need to take it at least twice a day. Some people take it three times a day. So that's a really important nutrient to be taking every day. And then we have some other things that probably many of your viewers or listeners are not aware of. You know, we have other products that called Cemento, Kumanda, Tangarana, Takuna, et cetera, that are many doctors are aware that we sell to healthcare professionals. They're aware of what those are, but they're very unique medicinal plants from the Amazon that we've been offering to healthcare professionals for 20 years.
And what is some of them do? I'm just fascinated because I don't know any of the things that you mentioned.
Well, you know, a good question. Our biggest seller is called Cemento, and some of your viewers may have heard of Cat's Claw.
Before we get into that, because we've only got a minute or so left, I just want to ask you before we get into this deeper stuff. You know, you mentioned vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, zinc. That's stuff that people should really mostly be taking every day. Some people already do. And I say to them, okay, if you already do, why not get it from Nutramedics? Because they give 50% of their profits to missions, which is amazing. Yeah. A lot of people use stevia instead of sugar, which is fantastic. You guys sell stevia. I mean, sugar, we all know, is horrible. People should be taking much less sugar than they have. It's a cause of all kinds of inflammation, all kinds of disease. I mean, you must know that, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, stevia is a great product. I'm taking it every day, and I put it in my iced tea. So it's a great product, but there was a study published on our stevia. I can't, the FDA doesn't allow me to talk about the medicinal properties of our stevia, but they are there, very significant. Many people don't know that.
And you can't even tell us what some of those might be.
It's beneficial for cardiovascular health.
Actually, when we come back, I want to dig into this. It's just okay. Wonderful. Folks, I'm talking to the head of Nutramedics.com. We'll be right back.
I know I stand in line until you think you have...
Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their health care, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110. Folks, as you know, a new major sponsor on this program is Nutramedics, nutramedics.com. You use the code ERIC. You get, I believe, 20% off. And I just think it's important for us to support companies that share our values, that we believe in, not just because they create a great product, but because they're using their profits for things that we care about, like missions and just reaching poor people and in indigenous tribes in places like Peru. That's pretty wonderful. Tim Eaton, you said you and your wife started a company in 93, and then you were talking about some of these products that are more obscure. Let's start with the easy one. You mentioned stevia, which tons of people use as a sweetener, but you said that you guys have done some studies that say it might have benefits, but the FDA cannot sign off on that. But can we talk about that, or do you're not even permitted
to? We can talk a little bit about the benefits in FDA friendly terms, but you know, there are many studies on stevia. If you go to the web, you'll find many published studies in peer-reviewed journals on stevia, on melatonin, on vitamin C, vitamin D. There are thousands of published studies on vitamin D. A lot of our more obscure medicinal plants that we've been selling for quite a while, those are the ones that a lot of doctors have been using for quite some time. And as I mentioned, one of those is a rare type of cat's claw we call cemento, and it has many, many medicinal properties for cardiovascular health, metabolic health, many, many properties. I'm trying to think of those.
And you put it, is this what's in Relax Medics?
Yeah. Relax Medics is a combination of cemento and valerian, and that has a great calming effect. It's been compared to pharmaceuticals in university research. Relax Medics, most people report that they are calmed down. If they're really stressed out, they get calmed down within about 15 minutes at a low dose during the day. And then a higher dose at night, most people are able to go right to sleep within about 15 minutes.
And how much is too much? In other words, like a dropper is like 30 drops or something, right?
Well, yeah. All the products are super safe. You know, we've had toxicity studies done. So nothing's going to hurt. The products aren't going to hurt anyone. But you take maybe 10 or 15 drops during the day of Relax Medics to calm down. If you feel stressed out, you want to relax. And then at nighttime, you can take a dropper full of Relax Medics. Once again, I do it almost every single night, both my wife and I, and we're out in about 15 minutes. Mood Medics is another one that is a combination of curcumin and cemento, and that helps to regulate mood. People love that. And then Glucomedics is a combination of cemento and stevia, and that has been found to be very effective and comparable to products you may have heard of for metabolic syndrome. You know, metabolic syndrome is reportedly the most prevalent health issue in the world.
What is that? I'm not familiar with the term metabolic syndrome.
Well, metabolic syndrome is people are starting to get maybe high blood sugar, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, triglycerides, but they're not taking any medication for that necessarily. So this product helps to regulate some of those things. It's good for blood sugar support, cardiovascular support. So it's a great product, and there's research that's being done and is soon to be published in a peer-reviewed journal on Glucomedics. So that product is being, one of our partners is going to start selling that in China, in Eastern Europe. So that's a product we've been working on for several years, but it's one of the products that has cemento as a core ingredient, and everyone wants to strengthen their immune system. So that's why cemento is there as a core ingredient in these Medics products. The last one is called Vital Medics, and some of your viewers may know about Crown Financial. I think it's the world's largest ministry that helps to promote good stewardship of God's money. You know, none of the money is ours. It's God's money. So we want to be good stewards of it. So VitalMedics is a combination of moringa harvested in Africa and cemento, which again comes from Peru. And as a special project with Crown Financial, we're actually giving away 100% of the profits of that product to a group called I Was Hungry. And I Was Hungry is a ministry formed as a collaboration between Crown Financial and Foundations for Farming in Zimbabwe, which now is all over Africa, into South America, even as a base here in the U.S. And they teach people that are the ultra poor, making like $2 or less a day. They teach them how to farm differently to dramatically increase crop yields. And so all the profits go to that, to teach people, to help them change their way of cultivating, growing crops.
And what is that product again, just so we're clear?
That's called VitalMedics. VitalMedics, a combination of cemento and moringa. Awesome product. Provides energy, vitality, stamina.
Who needs that, Tim? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Energy, vitality.
I need it.
Listen, we all need it. We all need it. And this is totally natural. Folks, Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year, and I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day, to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Tim Eaton, who's the head of Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com, a sponsor on this program that I really believe in. I'm very excited about this. It's why I talk about it, because I think that health is very important and we all need to educate ourselves. It's basic stuff. If you're listening to Anthony Fauci, he's not going to talk about, hey, take this and this and this and this. No, it's like all, you know, Band-Aids on the cancer. Let's think about how can we strengthen our immune system, vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, vitamin C, all kinds of great stuff we can do. Everybody should be doing it, certainly if you're an adult. So Tim Eaton, you started Nutramedics almost 30 years ago. You give a lot of the profits to missions, and you were just mentioning this group that it's VitalMedics. You said you give 100% of the profits to Iowa. What is it called? Iowa.
It's called I Was Hungry.
I Was Hungry. I didn't even hear. I thought you said Iowa's Hungry.
So I was hungry.
I did not.
I'm not hungry anymore. Iwashungry.net is where you want to go to learn about that ministry. It's awesome. And they're, once again, they're teaching people how to get out of extreme poverty, how to climb out of that. And so Crown Financial is a part of that, because all these people making $2 a day, then they make $50 a day. And so they want to help them be good stewards of that money. So that's what, so if VitalMedics, great product, athletes love it. People feel great. I take a couple of droppers full, every morning. Once again, it's a great product, supports immune system health. And if you look up Moringa, there's over 700 published studies in the peer-reviewed literature on Moringa. It's another great product. I think it's originally from Asia, but now it's grown many places all over the world, even here in the United States. Moringa.
One of the products that I haven't used it yet, but it's called Arctic Krill. What is that? What is the use of that?
Okay, that's actually Antarctic krill.
Antarctic. Okay,
yes, from it's harvested in Antarctica. And if you, I think if you go on our website, you get the latitude and longitude of exactly where that lot was harvested from. And so many people are taking fish oils for cardiovascular health, immune health, et cetera. And krill oil is just considered to be a cleaner, you know, some of the fish oils, there's mercury, things like that. So it's just a cleaner and has more benefits than fish oil. So that's why we decided to have or offer Antarctic krill oil. Great product, and I take a couple of those every day.
And what is that? Like, is that a vitamin B? What is that exactly?
No, it's actually, you know, krill is like a little crustacean, like a little shrimp. And that's what whales eat. It's like whales eat.
Right.
And so it just has incredible benefits for, you know, the essential fatty acids that we need to stay healthy.
Okay. Got it. So it's like fish oil. Got it.
Yeah. But better, I would say.
Yeah. Well, definitely. Yeah. And what are some of the other products? I can't remember what they are, but I mean, basics, again, we mentioned melatonin, stevia, vitamin D, vitamin C, magnesium, zinc. Those are the most basic ones that almost everybody should use. But some of these others, I'm just fascinated to hear about it.
Well, you know, one of our biggest sellers is called Berber Panela, and it's a combination of, we have a Berber product and a Panela product, and a lot of people have brain fog, and they may have toxins in their brain. They may have headaches because they have toxins in the brain, and so Berber Panela helps to resolve these things. And some people have said, well, I've had brain fog for 6 years. And after they take the product for a couple of days, they don't have brain fog anymore. So it really kind of helps to clear things up. It's something I just take every day. You know, I take a lot of these things every day just to prevent having a health issue. So another product that many people may be interested in is called quercetin. Quercetin is something that helps increase the effectiveness of zinc and vitamin C, among many other things. So it's a great product to be taking these days. It's also known as a zinc ionifer, helping to make zinc more bioavailable, goes into the cell where it needs to be.
And why do we need zinc? What is zinc doing for us?
Zinc keeps us healthy. You're going to have to look that up on the web because this is an FDA friendly show. So,
okay. So people can look up why they need zinc, but
why they need zinc.
I gather that we do need zinc. Yeah.
Yeah. We need,
and that we're not getting
zinc's
enough.
Zinc's a good thing to take. So
I'm trying to think of some of the other products. I've looked at so many of them now, but I can't.
Let me grab that product guide over there.
There was one.
One of the reasons to take magnesium is it's really great for energy. A lot of people have really low energy. And once again, they have a magnesium deficiency. Some people are not regular. So for most people, they take enough vitamin C and D, they keep increasing the dose on that, and they can be regular. I don't know if you want to talk about that on the show today, but.
Well, when you say that, in other words, I don't have a problem talking about constipation. So when people are struggling with that, they get up in years. You're saying magnesium can help, vitamin C can help, vitamin D can help. Which of those are helpful for people struggling with that issue?
Well, I would say the two most important ones would be magnesium and vitamin C.
And you can't really take, can you take too much magnesium? I mean, how much can people take?
Well, I take 8 or 10 capsules a day. My daughter's an athlete. She takes 14 a day capsules. And so you get
enough magnesium. That's not too much.
No. You just want to.
But I've never heard that related to the issue of regularity, as you put it.
Yeah.
But that is something that works for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Especially vitamin C as well, taking those two together.
Okay. We're going to be right back. Final segment, folks. I'm talking to Tim Eaton, Nutramedics.com. It is a new sponsor on the program. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Tim Eaton. He's the head of Nutramedics. Nutramedics.com is the website. They're a new sponsor on the program. And I just wanted to give you and my audience an opportunity to get to know them. And Tim, who's with us, use the code ERIC. You get a 20% discount. That's significant. So, Tim, what else can we talk about? You've got so many products there.
Well, yeah, we have just about 50 products. And once again, as you've said so well, there are many products that our food does not have the nutrients that was there 100 years ago. So I've heard a doctor say before, well, if you can grow your own food in volcanic soil, then you may get all the nutrients you need. So there's just, most of us are nutrient deficient. So even deep ocean trace minerals. I heard it said once that if you only have enough money to buy one thing, buy deep ocean trace minerals. So all the essential trace minerals that the body needs are in this product. And this is harvested in the deep ocean. So we're away from any toxins. This is an area in the Pacific Ocean where we believe it's toxin-free. So that's another product, deep ocean trace minerals. Everyone needs trace minerals, and most people are not.
I've never heard anybody talk about that, but why? And what is that? That's just for general health. In other words, you're just saying it's a fundamental thing.
Yeah. Keeps you healthy, energy, vitality, for sure. We have a couple of great products, from one for men and one for women as well. The one for women is called Hormonal Balance for Women. And that's about 7 different herbs that most of them come from Peru. Great product. My women love it. And men love it, that their wives are taking it. It helps to smooth things over during the cycle. A lot of women that have headaches and different things like that. And it really, they love it. And then Natural Boost for Men is a great product. Helps to increase testosterone levels, and you know, a lot of folks are suffering from low T, and this really helps out a lot with that.
And what is in that?
Oh boy, that's got some maca, which comes from Peru, mitapuama, which comes from Brazil. It's got horny goat weed in it, which comes from
It's actually called, so that.
That's what it's called. Yeah, you can read the story about what happened to the goats when they took that. So,
you could not read the story.
Yeah, that's a great product that I take every day as well. We have resveratrol. A lot of people are taking that. You know, I'll tell you about a story. We have a product called Tucuna, and Tucuna really helps to keep your immune system healthy. And that's, you know, one of the stories we have is when we go to the jungle looking for plants, we pray and God, show us what you want us to find. And we ran across this one plant and this one tree, and the bark from a tree, and the group that was with us in Peru, the botanist and the local tribal people, they all said, no, that's not a medicinal plant at all. And so we've been selling that for about 15 years, and doctors and patients love it.
What does that do?
During the winter season, really, really helps protect you, really strengthens the, it's great for immune support.
And is that in the Natural Boost, or what is that in?
That's just a different standalone product called Tikkuna.
Tikkuna. Yep. We're out of time. Tim Eaton, this is so fascinating. We've got to have you back because I'm getting an education. Folks, the short version is go to Nutramedics.com, use the code ERIC. A lot of wonderful products, and they use their profits for tremendous causes. Tim Eaton, thank you for being with us.